Public health officials are urging the state to take more aggressive steps to control outbreaks of the coronavirus, including imposing stay-at-home orders. The Denver Post reports that county health officials, including Jeff Zayek of Boulder Public Health and Bill Berman of Denver's agency, say that the county-by-county approach worked earlier in the summer, but now the transmission of COVID-19 is so widespread that it's not possible to use those more local measures and be successful in controlling the disease. However, state officials are reluctant to issue another statewide lockdown, preferring local governments to take the lead. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment said in a statement that local agencies can enact guidance that is stricter than the state's, and they do not need approval to do that. The department said that it would support local orders to stay at home if made. Some counties have surpassed the threshold for level red that would impose a lockdown, but they have not yet been moved to that most severe level of restrictions. The county official health officials wrote that while they appreciate the state is being cautious, they fear the failure to impose stricter orders now will do more harm than good. Colorado reported nearly 3,400 new cases of coronavirus yesterday, and hospitalizations continued to reach record levels. More than 1,100 people with the virus are in hospitals, and 84% of the state's intensive care unit beds are in use. The Boulder County Health Department updated the Boulder City Council on the status of COVID-19 in the community last night, and it wasn't good. Like the rest of the state and country, cases and hospitalizations are on the rise. Jeff Zayek, Boulder County Public Health Executive, said local hospitalizations are consistently increasing.
Unfortunately, the news I bring you today is worse than the news that I brought you last time. We are clearly headed in the wrong direction. In Boulder County, this is obviously not just a Boulder County, not even just a state problem or a regional problem. We are seeing this happen nationally, and we're coming to a critical juncture here in Boulder County. We are now in record new territory. Unfortunately, what you see with some of those steep upticks, that's a lot of new hospitalizations in a very short period of time.
Zayek noted that the number of new cases in Boulder County is the highest in Longmont, followed by Boulder. He said there were about 60 hospitalizations when the virus was at its peak in the spring, but it's now higher, with 89 people hospitalized in Boulder County on Tuesday. He acknowledged that COVID fatigue is real and said he hears about calls to the Boulder Chamber of Commerce.
I want people to know that I get calls from our chamber. They talk about businesses that are calling up and they're in tears because they can't make it another day or another week. They're losing their businesses. They're losing their livelihoods. They can't meet the needs of their families. And the individual decisions that people make are going to absolutely drive what happens in these communities. And it's going to have a significant impact. We have to take it seriously. We have to social distance. We have to not gather. I know this is difficult going into the fall, but it's critical, and it's really critical right now.
The number of people in Boulder County currently infected by COVID-19 is 1 in 100 residents. In other news from the Boulder City Council, members approved an ordinance last night that helps establish a police oversight panel. The panel was supposed to help fix transparency and accountability, but as KGNU's Roz Brown reports, not everyone thinks it will improve relations between the police and the community.
A reform police oversight committee was initiated after a 2019 incident between a Black Naropa University student and a Boulder police officer. The incident drew national attention and outraged many local residents who felt it was an example of racial profiling. Since then, a community group worked for more than a year to design an ordinance that led to the hiring of the city's first independent police monitor. Councilmember Aaron Brockett weighed in at last night's virtual city council meeting, calling it a new day for policing in Boulder.
I'll just note that the monitor and this oversight committee are independent, right? They're independent of the police department and will function independently as a separate entities. So I think it's a good set of checks and balances.
But not everyone agrees with Brockett. During the public hearing, Misha Tour argued that the task force is not a progressive solution.
You're allowing the cops to investigate themselves and decide how to reform themselves. I hope you see the irony here. At best, this committee will be useless. At worst, it paints an anti-racist veneer over a deeply racist, violent, occupying force.
Marcus Espina noted that the panel won't be separate from the Boulder Police Department, and the chief of police will have the final say on any disciplinary action following a citizen complaint.
If the city council has final say in who gets to be on this police oversight panel, then the panel's legitimacy is a stillbirth. Boulder City Council has repeatedly sided with the police department on issues of covert and overt violence, especially against unhoused communities through sweeps. The city council in reality does not represent the public interest at all. Most city council members never answer the phone calls from the community and their voicemail boxes are full.
In the case of the Naropa student, Boulder determined the officer violated department policy, but an independent review found no evidence of racial profiling and the officer was allowed to resign with a city severance package. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.
The Boulder Valley School District will switch to all remote learning starting November 17th because of skyrocketing coronavirus case numbers. The Daily Camera reports that Superintendent Rob Anderson announced the move at yesterday's school board meeting. The district is now operating on a hybrid learning model with elementary students attending 4 days in person, middle school attending 2 days, and high school attending 1 day. However, as of next Tuesday, students will be using remote learning through at least January 5th, which is the end of the winter break. After Thanksgiving, the district will review case rates and consider bringing back students with intensive special needs. Anderson said case increases have stretched the contact tracing capabilities of both the health department and the district team, overwhelming the district to the point they can't keep up and likely can't implement quarantines quickly enough to control the spread. In other action, the Boulder Valley School Board approved a resolution directing the superintendent to end the resource officer program while creating new options to ensure safety and improve discipline practices. The board voted 6-1 to approve the resolution, which is based on concerns that students of color are more likely to be ticketed, arrested, suspended, or expelled. School board member Donna Myers cast the lone dissenting vote. The Daily Camera reports that the target rate to end the SRO program is January 2022.